Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are doing our devotional that we do here every day. And this is such a powerful message, so I pray that everyone's listening right now and share this with people right now. Let them know that no matter what is going on in their lives, no matter what's happening in their lives, all our hope needs to be in Yeshua. Like the song says, all my hope is in Yeshua. And as we think about that, we have to understand that first of all, the name Yeshua, who many people call Jesus, is our Savior. And we think about Savior, the one who saved us, and Comforter, the one who comforts us. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at this devotional here and read it about hope and defining what hope truly is. And we're going to do a little teaching on it right now. So we read the devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. We start off with a verse in Proverbs, which means wisdom. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. So we understand hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen, a feeling of trust. However, for our purposes, we will define hope from a heavenly perspective. Hope is a collecting pieces of faith. Hope is collecting pieces of faith. This more comprehensive view of hope requires multiple quantities to put together into something more complex than expectation, desire, and trust. It is yet another pattern created by our Father to fulfill this pattern spiritually. Hope does not just happen. It is constructed. Think of hope as a building you must erect with different components needed before it is completed. In hope's case, you will first need to incorporate belief. Think of belief as your foundation. To help you believe, Yahweh put together and circumcised your heart, a heart, your center of your intellect, Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. He has taken out your heart of stone, stubbornness, and given you a heart of flesh, a renewal, Ezekiel 36, verse 26. You must walk in this to lay the foundation for hope to rest upon. Next, it is time to frame the walls of hope. Framing is done with faith. Faith makes the structure or substance of hope. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11, verse 1. And since our faith is a gift, and we are each given a measure of faith, Romans 12, verse 3, we need not to conjure it up. We simply must stand in it in order to build the beams and the walls of the substance that will hold hope together. Every time we experience faith, we add to this structure and strengthen it. But also, for this very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance holy reverence, and to holy reverence brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 to 7. Soon the pieces of faith assembled together build a solid structure that can endure any storm. Once we have the foundation and the structure complete, something supernatural happens. The hope that was formed from belief and faith now actually further strengthens your belief, the foundation and faith, the structure, as well as intensifying hope, the building itself. The final component of the blueprint for spiritual hope is the blessing. It is miraculous. Your reward for participating in the building process, the prize for your obedience to walk in belief and stand in faith, is the blessing. Yahweh Almighty will make you abound in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your land for good. Yahweh will again rejoice over you. Deuteronomy 30, verse 9. The blessings cover the building and protect it from deterioration. The blessings strengthen all the components of the building so that it becomes an eternal structure wherein no elements of the world, ego-centered life, can cause decay. The building is the spiritual temple, loved one. And the construction of the temple within is the renewed life promised to Yahweh's chosen children. You also, as a living, spiritually renewed stones, firmly established spiritual thoughts, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to the Almighty through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, 1 Peter 2, verse 5. This is hope defined. For you are my hope, O Yahweh Almighty. You are my trust from my youth. Psalm 71:5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say it again. All my hope is in Yeshua. But we live in a time today where it's so easy to be hopeless. And live in a time today where it's easy to get discouraged and get off the chosen path. But our Creator gave us His words to remind us about hope and the importance of it. And the importance of our beliefs that define our faith and how to stick to that always. It says in Proverbs 23:18, surely there is a future and your hope will not be cut off. I say this now to encourage you, those of you that have lost all hope, to build up your faith, trust, and encourage you to know. In Proverbs 24, verse 14, it says, know also that wisdom is like honey for you. If you find it, there is a future and a hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. And our Creator says to seek and find the wisdom. The wisdom is the fear of Yahweh. Those of you that fear Yahweh will have the wisdom that'll give you the hope, that'll encourage your faith, and that'll get you the blessings. It's a beautiful pattern of Yahweh. Yes, another beautiful pattern of Yahweh. It says in Psalms 147, verse 11, Yahweh values those who fear Him, those who put their hope in His faithful love. Do you understand? He created you and everything of you. He created you. Those of you that have a house, take care of your house. Those of you that have pets, love your pets. Those of you that have children, love your children. Those that are you married, love your spouse. And I could tell you 10, 100, 1,000 times more our Creator loves us. That much love He has for us. Psalm 39:7 says, and so Yahweh, where do I put my hope? My hope only is in you, because we put our hope in Him. Romans 8:24 to 26 says, for in this hope we are saved. Now hope is that what is seen and not is seen is not hope. For who hopes in what he sees? But we hope for what we do not see. We wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit inside intercedes for us. Groanings too deep for words. Remember when Yeshua said, your hope or your faith is proven because you are believing in something you have not yet seen. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I used to look at the word hope as doubt. You know, when somebody says to me they're impressed, I say, well, that's not a good thing. That means you doubted me. But hope is not doubt. Hope is nothing to do with doubt. Hope has something to do with joy. You know, hope is not a desperation, but hope is a confirmation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 59:20 says, I will praise you forever, O Yahweh, what you have done. I will trust in your good name in the presence of your faithful people. Yes. Yes. He will never forsake his chosen children. And you are his chosen children if you're going to accept that. Psalms 90, verse 10 to 11 says, and they know that by their name will put their trust in me. For Yahweh has not forsaken them. Sing praises to Yahweh. Hallelujah. Declare all his doings among the people. Psalms 37:28 says, for Yahweh loves justice and does not forsake the godly ones. And Deuteronomy 31:8 says, Yahweh is the one who goes ahead of you and he will be with you. Do not fear or be dismayed. We need to trust him. and you will be blessed tremendously to trust, to go out on faith, to have that belief. So we have to create a belief in us about who Yeshua is and what he did for us. How do we create that belief system? By experiences, through reading his holy word and literally putting ourselves in the word and understanding that his word is true. And this is where we get the hope. It says in Psalms 25:5, guide me in your truth and teach me your word and teach me. For you are Yahweh, my Savior. All my hope is in you all day long. You can only succeed at your relationship with Yeshua by continuously and always having hope that what he says is true and real. And doubt is only comes when you have hopelessness. But there should be no doubt. No doubt about it. Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious for anything or about anything, but in everything, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known, and the peace of Yahweh, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. We need to put our hope and our trust and our faith in him, and understand his holy words. I did a series on my website called The Words of Yeshua, and only took out the red letters of the Bible, only what Yeshua spoke. Because when it comes down to it, everyone's speaking inspired words, and it's a wonderful thing. But the words of Yeshua is what the main thing we need to focus on, the foundation of everything. And in John 14:6, Yeshua said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. How can we hope for anything beyond that? How can we desire and have faith by anything beyond that? We must build everything we believe and our whole belief system around John 14:6. Those that have any doubts, those that have an incomplete understanding, those that deny Yeshua have not embraced John 14:6. That Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life. This doesn't come from a man. This comes from Yeshua himself. There are people out there that tell me they don't believe in the Bible because the Bible was not written by God. It was written by man. And first of all, they're wrong, because every concept, every desire, every order, every commandment was written by the hand of Yahweh and handed down to Moses. But still, these came out of the words of Yahweh himself through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one goes to the Father except me. You either believe that or you don't. There's no middle ground. And that is what your faith must be built on. You believe that or you don't. And that's the first, most essence thing when it comes to hope and faith and trust and blessings and everything, is believe in John 14:6. For if you don't believe that, you need to reevaluate everything, because there's nothing you're going to understand after that. You must believe he is the way, the truth, and the life. You must believe it. And through all of the experiences and the events and the history that's happened in the scriptures, is to help you understand and believe John 14:6. And only then can we understand and embrace John 3:16, which says Yahweh so loved us that everyone who believes in him will not die but have eternal life. Everyone must believe John 14:6 if you want to get the blessing of John 3:16. And then we look at John 11:25-26. Yeshua said, who said? Yeshua said. Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, our very own Messiah, the Savior, the Comforter, the King, says, I am the resurrection. I am life. Everyone who believes in me will have life, even if they die. And everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never really die. Do you believe this? We can only understand that if we believe John 14:6. And that's my prayer. When eyes are open, they'll embrace John 14:6. When eyes are open, they'll accept it, and they'll understand the great joy and the comfort that goes along with knowing that we have a Savior. And there's only one way to be saved, and it's through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Remember, there's no neutrality with our Creator. You believe that, or you believe nothing about him. Nothing about him. Without Yeshua, we are nothing. With him, we are everything. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I am the one that produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. Yeshua made it very clear who we are to put our hope and our trust and our faith in. John 8:24 says, I told you that you will die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am he, you will indeed die in your sins. And John 10, verse 30 to 33 says, the Father and I are one. Again, the Jewish people picked up rocks to stone him, and Yeshua replied, I have shown you many good works from the Father. Which of these works are you stoning me for? We aren't stoning you for a good work, the Jewish people answered, but blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God. The disbelief, the faithlessness versus the faithful, those that understand. They didn't have to see him being brought back to life to understand. They believed on trust and faith who he was and who he said he was. But Yeshua tells us not to worry about that and not to worry about dying or anything, because it says in Matthew 6:25, so I tell you, don't worry about the food you drink or you need to live, or about the clothes you need for your body. Life is more than just food, and the body is more than just clothing. And I think about my favorite scripture in Job, where he says, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That's hope. That's faith. His words are more important than my life. I'm willing to lose my life to gain my life, because I understand what this is about and what this means. Matthew 6:26-27 says, look at the birds in the air. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, but your heavenly Father feeds them. And you know that you are worth more than the birds. You cannot add any time to your life by worrying about it. Stop worrying and accept that Yeshua is who he says he is. Be upset about nothing. It says in his word, do not be dismayed. All the information we need comes from a wonderful Messiah of who he is and what we need to do and how to pray and how to be blessed. When we understand, it says in Matthew 5:3, they are blessed who realize their spiritual poverty, for the kingdom of heaven it belongs to them. And Yeshua said in John 20, verse 29, have you believed because you have seen? Blessed are the people who have not seen and yet have believed. Exactly. Exactly. And then it says in Luke 11:28, and this is so important when we look at the understanding of how we are to live their life. Yeshua said in 11:28, blessed are they that hear the word of Yahweh and keep it. And keep it. Not just to hear it, but those who hear it and keep it. That's where the real blessings come in. That's where it comes in. We must believe he is who he says he is. John 6:35, Yeshua said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger. And he who believes in me will never thirst. How many of you are ready to never hunger or never thirst again in your lives? Matthew 6:33 reminds us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all the things will be given to you as well. And this is what Yeshua has did for us. And we should have great hope and never give up. Never give up. Never give up. And always have strength knowing that Yeshua is who he says he is. And we have that hope and that faith to sustain us through those hard times, and we trust in him, and we don't lean on our own understanding. We lean on his ways and his path. We acknowledge him. It says in Isaiah 26:4 to trust in Yahweh forever, not for a certain time, not for a certain situation, but forever in every situation. It says in Psalms 112 verses 6 to 7, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. For they have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in Yahweh. The righteous means the ones that aren't just hearing, but the ones that are doing righteous. The ones that are doing the things the right way. That's what we must do and understand and have hope in. And we're not worried. We're not worried. And we're not giving up, because we know who he is and what he promises us. We understand when the trials come, we consider it joy, because we know the testing that comes. But our faith remains strong. Our prayer life is stronger than ever, because who else would we want to be talking to every single day than a wonderful Messiah who meets all our needs? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All this hope is going to build up our, our understanding, our belief system about who Yeshua is. Yeshua's very words give us the understanding about who he is. And it continually works and builds up our faith about who he is and what he promises us. And faith is something way beyond human understanding. How can somebody have so much faith that they're willing to give up their physical life and die? Because they don't understand about being born again. Just like Nicodemus said, how can somebody be born again, born a second time? That can only happen after a death where you're born again. There has to be no life to have being born. You must lose your life for him. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Now it's easy to be faithful when we're blessed, when we have tremendous things going on in our lives and wonderful things that are happening in our lives. But what happens when things aren't wonderful? What happens when things aren't going perfect according to our understanding? Are we able to remain confident then? Are we able to have hope and faith at that time? This is what we need to ask ourselves. This is what we need to think. We need to understand what the scriptures say about faith and consistently have it, the consistent faith. Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from Yahweh. So no one can boast. Yes, when we have the belief in who he says he is, when we have the endurance or the anchor of the hope in who he says he is, faith will be a gift of blessing, a gift that we can open up and we can enjoy. And it's a wonderful thing. Our faith comes by our belief and our hope. That's how we get the gift. That's how we get the gift. If you have a lack of faith in your life, you have a lack of belief in Yeshua. You have a lack of hope in your life. When your hope is strong and your belief is strong, your faith is strong. It all works together. It all works together. And we must consistently, as we face the trials of life, and the stronger we get and the closer we get to him, with the stronger faith, go through even things that are harder. Go through things that seem impossible to the world. But to us, nothing seems impossible. You get to a point where the miracles don't even surprise you anymore, because we know our Creator can do everything and everything. And this is what he does. And this is how he is. Romans 1:16 to 17 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of Yahweh that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jewish people and then to the Gentile. For all the gospel is right, the righteousness of Yahweh is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How faithful are you? Well, that depends on your hope and your belief. What is your hope and what is your belief? It says in Mark 1:15, the time has come, and he said to the kingdom of Yahweh has come. Repent, which means to turn towards Yahweh. Turn your mind off the things of this world and turn your mind towards him. But it just doesn't say repent. In Mark 1:15, he says repent and believe in the good news. Believe in the good news. This is what builds up your faith, to repent and believe in the good news. This is what we must have. You know, faith is the gift that Yahweh gives us. And without faith, we it says it's impossible to please our Creator. This is why so many people are walking around not able to please him, because we haven't been given the gift of faith, because our hope and our belief system is messed up. This is what the eyes are open mean. Somebody needs to hope that this is true. When I present to a non-believer or somebody that doesn't understand the word about who Yeshua is, all I'm asking for, all I need in return, is them to say, well, I hope this is true. Not even to believe it's true, the hope it's true. I hope this is true because it sounds wonderful. And I'm going to place my belief that it is true. But the first step is the hope. I hope what you're saying is true, Paul. I hope what you're reading is true. I want to create my belief system and turn around my belief system to trust in this hope. And then the faith comes. And then the faith comes, and it says in James 1, verses 6 and 7, he must ask in faith without doubting. For the one who doubts is like a surf of the sea, divided and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from Yahweh. Remember what I always say, there's no neutrality. It's faith, faith. The Bible is a book of people of faith. The Bible is written by faithful men that had a strong hope and a belief in a word. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of Yahweh rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Yeshua as of a greater value than the treasure of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. Hebrews 11:24 to 26. By faith, Noah was warned about the things not yet seen. In holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became a heir to righteousness that he is keeping with faith. Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Abraham obeyed with Yahweh and called him to leave his home and go to another land, and he would give him inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. Hebrews 11:8 and 9. By faith, Abraham, when tested by Yahweh, offered his son Isaac as a sacrifice. Hebrews 11:17. The faith is built on the hope and the belief. It comes down to trust. Trust in Yahweh, not leaning on our own understanding. Living by faith and not sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Living by faith and not sight. Not being surprised by the miracles of Yahweh, but understanding all things are possible with Yahweh. It's just a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Matthew 21:22 says, whatever you ask for, you will receive if you have the faith. It's time, everyone, now just be still and know that Yahweh is who he says he is. Believe and trust in that. Believe and trust in that. To trust in him with all your heart and not lean on him with your own understanding, but create a whole new belief system of who he is and what he did in our lives and what he's done in our lives and what he's doing in our lives. And look at that and understand that and believe that. It said in Psalms 34:4, the righteous cry out. And Yahweh hears them and delivers them from all their troubles. It's a beautiful thing. And Romans 10:17 is what I leave you with today that says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh. So may we read, listen, and hear the word of Yahweh, build up our belief system, have hope in that, and the faith that goes along with that, so we could experience the wonderful blessings that come along with our Creator. Hallelujah, everybody. Hallelujah. All right, everybody. Have a blessed, blessed day today. Yahweh be with you all. This day and every day. And remember, this is the day he has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Don't let anything steal your joy away. By faith, trust, and hope, and belief, we're going to persevere and stay strong. Have a blessed day, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Most I dwell.